Coming up on Net Insider, the founder and CEO of TheDJ.com.
En el año del 90.
David Samuel wants to give the internet a soundtrack. 2 years ago, he founded TheDJ.com, an internet radio station that now offers more than 70 different music channels. With a reorganization under its belt and a new marketing campaign on the way, the DJ is aiming to put its music on computers everywhere. Net Insider's John Borland asked Samuel why listeners should turn off their radios and boot up the DJ.
Dave Samuel, what is your vision for Net Radio?
I'll do the vision of the DJ. How about vision of the DJ, broadcasting of music. That's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. And as we move forward into the future, music is really the heart of what we're doing. To kind of step back from music to Net Radio, you do have the ability to have sports worldwide, you have news worldwide, you have lots of other different things. Our company is focused strictly on music.
Why do I want to listen to music on my computer instead of just turning on a radio next to me?
Today we have 75 different channels of music. I suppose that possibly in the San Francisco area you could maybe find 20 different formats of music if you're pushing it. So with the 75, first you have the variety, you have the depth of the different channels. There's a couple other exciting things that occur with the DJ. You have the song information, so when you're listening to music you can actually see what music you are listening to. And other things, you're able to rate the music, which allows us to better our playlists. And another thing that many people don't think of is within the work environment, it is sometimes difficult if you're within a software industry where there's lots of different computers, it's sometimes difficult to even get the traditional radio to work within your work environment. So since most of the computers going out these days are multimedia, people are able to listen to the music right then.
Who's listening right now? Is this folks at work during the day who are listening at their workstations?
Today, most of our users are work users, so it's the white-collar worker who comes in at the beginning of the day and starts up listening to the DJ and is able to work and listen to the music.
How are you supporting this? Is this ad-based?
Our revenue model is mostly twofold. Advertising is the number one, and e-commerce is second. And we have a relationship with CD Now, where people can listen to music and purchase it online. As we move forward, there will be other kind of e-commerce relationships that come out of the listening of the music. So if you're listening to Natalie Merchant album and she happens to be on tour in your area, you're able to purchase a concert ticket for that tour.
What's your relationship with the publishers and the record companies themselves?
We have a very good relationship with many different record labels. Many of the promotions departments of the record labels send us content. When dealing with the performing rights agencies, we were one of the first to have both the BMI and the ASCAP license. This was back in early 1996.
Do you get treated just as a regular radio station by these folks then?
We are mostly a regular radio station. You pay for the BMI and ASCAP internet license agreement, you pay a percentage of the revenue, and that is very similar to what occurs with a traditional radio station. The nice thing about being on the net is you don't have an FCC license, which is pretty expensive in some instances.
What's the most popular format? What are people listening to?
We have today our most popular format is Awesome 80s. And that's actually one of my favorite formats. And as we launch some special channels, as I mentioned earlier, we had an El Nino channel that we launched a month and a half ago, and that is actually doing extremely well. And other popular channels tend to be the channels that don't necessarily have words associated with it. So you have the ambient, the classical, the blues, the jazz, etc. And this kind of demonstrates, I think, that people are able to listen to music and work at the same time.
Do you allow users to choose which songs they want to hear?
No, actually. We do the programming. That's actually a big legal issue that you need to, that people who are interested in moving into this space need to understand. If you listen to music interactively, like if I wanted to listen to a particular song by Natalie Merchant, I would need to get the rights from Natalie Merchant to actually have that song played interactively. When you listen to the DJ, we program all of our music. So with the Modern Mix channel, you might hear a Natalie Merchant song, but there's anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 songs on the Modern Mix channel. And so you're going to hear many different artists, and you will hear Natalie Merchant sometimes, but it won't be interactive.
So if I wanted to hear a specific song and there was a service that gave me that ability, then it would become slip over into the sort of legally touchy realm of distribution rather than what you're doing.
That's correct. And you would need to have the rights from the record label to have that song played interactively on your site.
Is there any moves towards that direction that you can do legally? Is there anything you're looking at?
We're very excited in being able to offer services like that. It's really it's a long road. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we're really focused right now on the broadcasting of music. We are interested in furthering talks with record labels, talking about what we can do within the true interactive realm. But it is that is a long road.
Right now, you seem to have a pretty successful business just having the sort of slice and dice music channels. Is there anything that you see next?
Really, as we move forward, we are currently today built up by word of mouth. So we've been around for 2 years. We have, we're doing about 500,000 songs broadcast a day and about 15 million impressions a month. And this has all been done by word of mouth.
So you've got the business now. Marketing's next.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Dave Samuel is the CEO and founder of TheDJ.com.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.